Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Sunday to you. I would like to say welcome again to Women in Motion Internet Radio, a live talk show. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our local communities and around the world, not excluding men. So if you know of a man that we need to talk to, please email their information to us. We would love to have that. And we have a special treat for you today. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in. The call-in number is 323-642-1757. Once again, that's 323-642-1757. You can listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. So if you have a friend that you want to share the number to really quick, please do so. Text them the number while you're listening to the show. Tell them we got a treat in for them and roll with us because today is a special day. It's Sunday. We're all blessed. And as I said in the beginning, we're here to celebrate the accomplishments of women in our communities and around the world. And everyone who's listening right now, I thank you. I appreciate you joining in with us. Please do me a favor and mute your phones if there's any ambient sound because we don't want to take away from the show and our special guest. So just put your phone on mute, and there will be a time in the show that I'll ask my guests. If you have some questions you'd like to ask, feel free to do so. I'm just going to give a brief little intro before I introduce my guests because I know they're waiting. And if they're as excited as I am, it is all good. An entrepreneur wears many hats. A musical artist has a duty, a responsibility to reach out to share their love and pain to others. Music connects people. She is an amazing singer. I barely take my ears off her songs since I've heard her songs. I love her music. I love her voice. I love her energy. She is phenomenal. I haven't told you the name yet. Well, here we go. Irma Dina Vernado. I hope I got that right. She will correct me. Is a very gifted performer. She's born in Magnolia, Mississippi. She now resides in Long Beach, California. She attended Golgotha Trinity Baptist Church, Pastor Dwayne Moore Sr. Her many talents include gospel singing, fashion designer, interior decorator. She retired from the city of Long Beach. Irma loves to minister through song. She has participated in over 400 musical outings. Some of the groups she has sung with has been Wings of Spirit, God's Crew, and the Long Beach Children of Christ Choir, which she has been involved with for over 26 years. She has also sung background vocals for recording artists Daryl Cooley, Thomas Gooley, Kevin Barles, Neely, and Beverly Crawford. She has participated in several plays, including Wicked Ways, In a World Built on a Dream, and Homeless Alone. Irma's latest release is a gospel CD entitled A Reason to Celebrate with the Long Beach Children of Christ. She'll tell you how it's available. She'll tell you how you can get all her social media and how you can reach out to her. And Irma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. How are you doing, lovely lady, queen of gospel?
I am good. How are you?
I'm just fantastic. I'm excited. You know, I got a little tongue twisted because I'm so excited to have you on. And I'm trying to say, like, wow, this lady is really blessed. And then I got a little tongue twisted there because you said you did something for over 26 years. Now I've seen you. Okay, I know you. You don't even look that old.
I've seen you too.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. You're going to give your recipe out. Well, Irma, just thank you so much for joining us. And once more, listeners, we're listening to Women in Motion on the E-Water Radio. Our special guest is Irma Dina Bernardo. I want to say diva, but it's Dina. She's a recording artist, a fashion designer, interior decorator, several theatrical plays, and she do a lot. And this is her show. So I kind of don't like to just do straight interviews. This is her show. I want her to shine. That's what we're here for. So everybody that's listening, we're celebrating Irma. We're celebrating her accomplishments. Today is her day. She always shines, but she's shining more on Women in Motion today. So, Irma, would you please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you do and how you got started doing it? Let's go with who you are and a little bit of your family background.
The first thing I want to thank you, Peggy, for inviting me, and thank Ed Waterford too, you know, because I've been knowing Ed for a long time. But if anybody out there listening, I've sung around all over Long Beach, and I've sung for the NAACP every time they had a program, South Coast Interfaith Council, I've sung for them, and they're like interfaith, every interfaith in the universe, Muslims, you know, Catholic. So I've sung for all of them. Plus, I sung with the Long Beach Children of Christ, but first it started off with the Long Beach Community Choir. That was Johnson King, late Preston Sterling. I can't probably name all the people that was over it, but the Long Beach Mass Choir, that was James Smith, then Paul Parker, then the Long Beach Children of Christ. It was directed by Andre T. Moore Sr. And then I did another group after we shut down, after he became a minister and his wife became a minister. DPC, that was Dion Group, Divine Purpose Chorale. And then I was with some of my choir members, like Teresa and Miss Yolanda Simmons. We call ourselves Ite. That was Irma, Teresa, and Yolanda. So we used to sing all over for Long Beach, you know, council and everything else. So we've been around. We travel everywhere to Oakland, Texas. We was on the Bobby Jones show. So we did a lot of singing everywhere. So from those 26 to 28 years, I've been singing. So
okay.
It's just so much. Rock for the Veteran, I sing, you know, sing with them as a special guest for Frank Michael Ham. Charles Fearon is one of the baddest guitar players that used to play with Rock for the Veteran, but he stepped out on his own. Tommy Beard worked for Motown, and I've been working with him. So it's just a lot of people I've been working with. So
that's wonderful. How long have you been singing, and at what age?
5 years old, I was singing, always listening to commercials on TV and taking the broom or the mop, and just like that was my mic and singing. So my whole family sing. My two brothers, Ricky, Rio, and plus I have more brothers. It's 12 in my family, 6 boys, 6 girls, and
oh,
plus
wow.
I had 2 other brothers on the side from my father. So they sing to Joe and Leon. Leon passed away. But Rio and Ricky and Vernell and George and my brother in Germany, Nudie, all of us play and sing. And then my sister, Aline, you know, she's sung for years, you know, everywhere. And all of my other sisters sung in the choir. So we just a singing family.
You're a singing
and,
family.
You know,
that's
rappers
for sure.
In my family and just pretty much all kinds of talent in my family.
Wow, a lot of talent in the family. It's in the DNA, huh?
That's it.
Wow, that is a lot. So you said your family are all basically singers in the music industry. You have rappers, any rappers that we know of, or any of the singers
Snoop
in your
Dogg,
family that have
Snoop Dogg, Bass Diligent, you know, Crystal,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's a whole bunch of them that's out there. So it's just everybody
mm-hmm.
rapping. So to try to, you know, anytime you see a Vernado name that's out there rapping, their
mm-hmm.
family. So
They're family, but, huh?
Yes.
Oh, you ever did any? Did you do anything on Snoop's gospel song? Since that's your nephew.
No, I didn't. He said I was, but I guess it didn't happen. But we'll see.
Okay.
You know, it did.
We'll see. We're still waiting for that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, but so far I've just been doing it on my own. So, you know.
We're going to have to hear some of your music, too. We got a lot to talk about in 1 hour because you're not only an artist that sings, you also sew. You do fashions, too. But right now, I'm going to stay a little bit focused on the music for a minute. What is your, how would you describe the music you create and why gospel? Why gospel?
Well, I was brought up in a really a religious family. My mom, sister, husband was a minister. My dad brother was a minister. My sister was an evangelist. So we was brought up in church, and that's all we knew. On Sundays, we kept that holy, and we kept singing, going to church, praising God. And it's just been in my heart. Gospel move you. You know, you listen to R&B, it might move you, but what you do for Christ will last. And I much love my gospel. I don't care what anybody say. That comes first. You know, so I was brought up singing when we was little. So from there, when we went to church, I got in every choir that was at the church, and I sung up until I left from home. So I left in 1975 coming out here, and I jumped right into a church and to a choir as soon as I came.
Wow, from all the way from Mississippi all the way to California and jumped right into it.
That's correct.
And, you know, in my intro in the beginning, I was saying that, you know, through your music, and your music is a ministry that you're reaching out and you're sharing your love, and you're feeling the love and the pain through your music to others. And I wanted to ask this as well. You do music. You are a fashion designer. You also work for the city of Long Beach. You worked in you were administrative assistant to the mayor of Long Beach. Now, how did you do all of that at one time?
Well, first of all, I worked for 3 mayors at the city. That was Beverly O'Neill, Mayor Beverly O'Neill, Bob Foster, and then I worked a little for Robert Garcia. And from there, I would do all of my stuff on the weekend because working was like from Monday through Friday. We didn't work on a weekend or anything. And then through the week, I would have my choir rehearsal on a Thursday night or Tuesday night, whatever night we had our rehearsal. So I would just work around it. You know, and if it was time that I need to travel to go out and sing, I would just put in a leave, you know, a leave, like a personal leave, and go and take a couple of days off and come back to work.
Okay. Because you have traveled the world.
Well, I wouldn't say the whole world, but I've traveled.
Not the whole world. But
I've traveled
world,
to sing, you know.
You've traveled to sing, and you've done a lot of things. You and I'd like to ask you this as well. What is your creative process like when you're putting together your music?
Well, first of all, I think about things before I write it. And the song, There's No Turning Back, and You Were There, those are songs I wrote. I wrote those 2 songs, and I didn't even think I could write. Until God just started putting words into my head to write. My cousin had given me some music, Wibbert James, and he said, write to this. And I go, well, I can't write. And he said, yes, you can. And so I just started sitting there listening to the music over and over again. And then God just started putting words in there about you were there for me, you know. And, you know, I was down and out, and I needed a friend, someone to talk to. And the words just start flowing in with the music. And then from there, I just start writing.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
And he said, this is really good. And I was like, you sure? And he go, oh, yes.
Well, you've sung with a lot of people. You have a lot of work and music that's on YouTube. You had an interview where they came to your house live. And some clippings, and we're going to talk about that because we don't want to leave anything out today. Today is your day.
Okay.
We're celebrating you and everybody listening to Women in Motion live on eWater Radio. We have Irma Dina Bernardo, recording artist, fashion designer, interior decorator, several theatrical plays, a blessed woman that's still doing what she's doing. She's making it happen. Well, Irma, I just like to let my listeners know that they could still share the telephone number with someone and have them call in to 323-642-1757. They could text someone the information or they could connect them on their phone. Please keep your phones muted to keep any ambient sound away from this interview. And Irma, we're going to get to listen to one of your songs too. But let's jump really quick into your fashions. You're a fashion designer. So let's talk about that. How did you start doing fashion and what do you do?
Well, I've been sewing ever since I was a kid, like 5 years old. My mom bought me a little red sewing machine that cranks up. Was not with a plug or anything. And I was making all my little doll clothes. And then by the time I got in the fifth grade, I was sewing like a champ because my dad bought us a sewing machine. And so I taught myself how to sew. I just got the book and started reading, and it said, row, press, and sew. So I started sewing and I started cutting out and making clothes. And when I got into the seventh grade, my teacher told me, she said, you're going to be a designer one day. She said, you could sew like a professional. And I said, yeah, that's what I like. She said, you always follow your dreams, what you like. And then, you know, it would happen.
True.
And so I was done sewing my dress in one day, and they gave us 3 weeks to make a dress, and I was done in one day. So what I'd done, I just walked around to all of my classmates and grabbed some of their little straps of fabric and made them little drawstring purses to go with their dresses. And then I made the guy little hankies and embroidered the initials the way around their neck. So my teacher said, well, wow, who would ever thought of all of this stuff? And I said, well, I have nothing to do. So some of my other friends that didn't know how to sew it, I have to teach her out, showing them how to sew, you know, in there. So
beautiful.
It was just something that I wanted to do. And my mom, she just said, you're not going to put all this mess in my house that you call yourself doing. And after she seen what I was doing, she said, did you make that? And I said, yeah, Mom, I made the drapes. She said, well, I'm taking these back to the store. So she took the drapes back to the store after I had made some drapes for the house, and I started making comforters, quilts and everything, and pillows. So I saved my mom a lot of money when we was growing up, because the only thing I wanted to do was get fabric and make my own clothes so nobody had nothing like mine. So
you're an entrepreneur at heart.
You got to love it, though, to do it.
Yes, follow your passion. Don't let it follow you. And you were also on the Rock Club, Mickey Mask. There was a live interview where
with Frank Michaelham. He came and surprised me.
Frank Michaelham. Correct. He's a director and a musical guitar player as well, correct?
No, Charles Fearon is a guitar player. Frank Michaelham is a drummer.
He's the drummer.
He put the nonprofit organization together where we have all the veterans from the VA. So we go around and raise money.
The
veteran hospital. So we go and we perform and everybody do donations. And all the veterans that need their prescription, need any help, that money goes towards that.
So we'll talk about the mask that he came in your home. It was a live interview, and you were literally on your sewing machine making masks. And talk about the different types of masks that you were making.
Okay, what happened with that is that when the COVID came out, you know, everybody was buying masks or kind of making them. I said, well, I could do this. I don't need a pattern. So what I started doing is cutting out masks, and then I had my friend Gwen Weston, help me. She was doing all the steaming, and then I was doing all the cutting, and she was doing the pendant, and then we had Mavis to come in and help. So what we started doing, just start making them. And what we started doing was selling them, and then from there, those who didn't have money to buy any, we just donated it. And then Frank came over and said, well, my whole neighborhood wanted to donate some masks to the hospital, you know, to, you know, the nurses and the doctors, because they didn't have, you know, they didn't have enough masks to get out in time. So we made about 30 of them, and they came and picked those up. And then I said, well, you guys, I made some extra ones. You guys take one to wear. And so since there was no music, they put on their mask, the one with the music. And he surprised me when he came in. I didn't know that was happening. Oh, yeah, we did all the teams, Lakers, and yeah, 49ers, and New Orleans Saints.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did all of those.
Wow. Very, very.
But we've made about 1,000 already. We made 1,000 and plus, you know, we're still making some that you know, people still want some.
We're going to keep it pushing because we got so much to talk about, your fashion, your CDs, how someone can reach you. I have a lot of questions. Like I said, it's your show, so you take advantage. You talk about any and everything that you're doing. And can we hear one of your songs right now? And then I want you to talk about that song. I'm going to play one right now. Here we go. Turning back. What does that mean to you? Because we got some other songs to play of yours, and we have to open it up so people can ask you some questions, if that's okay with you.
Okay, yes. There's No Turning Back. I love Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, Teddy Pendergrass was really calling to the ministry, and he didn't do it. And so when I heard It's So Good Loving Somebody When Somebody Loves You Back, I flipped it and put There's No Turning Back. So when I say there's no turning back, when you put God into your life, why would you turn back and go to the devil when I say go back out into the world? So when I said there's no turning back, I'm giving him 100%, not 50, 40, 60, 30. You know, so when I wrote this song, I thought about if I'm going to give all of my time, I'm going to give it to God because I know that he's the creator. He woke me up. It's no way I could wake myself up without him. And so when I was writing, the words was coming in that, you know, give God all you got. I mean, it's good to have some fun or something, but when it comes to praising God, you want to give him 100%. Because if you want to see him again, you need to give it all. You can't be half across the fence or half of this and half of that and dipping in this and dabbing in that. No, you got to give it all. And that's what I wrote the song about. You know, there's no turning back. I don't care what you do, what person comes into your life to tell you to let's go back out in the world, let's do this, let's smoke, let's drink. No. When you give God all you got, that's all you need. You give him that 100%.
You're an anointed woman of God.
That's why I wrote it that way. Yes.
Teddy says, if somebody loves you back, and you said there's no turning back. I love that because once you serve the right master, there's no turning back. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know everyone that was listening, you couldn't stop moving and popping your fingers. Recording artist, Irma Dina Bernardo. That's who you're listening to on Women in Motion. So thank you for rolling with us today. And Irma, I had some other questions that I wanted to just ask you about your songs and your CDs. If someone wanted to get your music, how would they reach out to you?
Okay, I have not put it on iTunes or anything, but I do have an email, two emails. I do have a number if they want to call or text me, and I'll be glad to mail them out a CD or, you know, they can pick it up or whatever way they want to do it. My email, the first one is edenav@msn.com. The next one is denav, like in Victor, 621@gmail.com. Those are two emails I have there. And then if they want to call me or text me, 562-756-6606. They can text me.
Okay, beautiful.
And I'll be glad to, get a hold to them. And plus, if there's anyone out there wants to sing with me or we record something together, please hit me up, especially if we're talking about gospel, you know, on the CD. So I'm not finished with the CD, but I'd be glad to work with some. And I know that I've been working with Tommy Beard and working with Charles Searing. So there's others that want to do anything or just text me or give me a call.
Beautiful. And I'm going to have Irma give that out again. So you got time. Keep your phones on mute until we open up for you to ask some questions. Get your pens out and your pencils. Take down the email address or telephone number. We're networking in Christ and through Christ. This is a blessing because this is a blessed show right here. And I am blessed to have you on here, Irma. Definitely.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you come back on. But what I'm going to do right now, and I know I'm jumping all over, but I just want to get a lot in, and the time is going by so fast. If there's anyone who has a question right now you would like to ask Irma, please do so now. Right now, if you'd like to say something, please say I asked Irma a question now. Let her know that you're listening. Let her know that you love her, you're supporting her, and how blessed you are to be listening to Women in Motion live on eWater Radio with our special guest, the Queen of Gospel. Anyone?
Hi. Hi, Irma. This is Susie Morton. I really love your voice and what you do for God. It's so precious. God bless you.
Thank you, Susie. Appreciate it.
We can see that.
You're welcome.
Susie is a friend of mine. She's a very good friend of mine. She comes and support me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone
and
else? Go ahead, Susie.
I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait for this horrible pandemic to be over with forever.
Amen.
Amen to that.
It just
we
has it all
just
down.
Sing that out.
This
wow.
pandemic has everybody down, and it's horrible.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to get one of Irma's CDs, everybody, and play it in your house and play it in your car so you can remember there's no turning back. Turn to him, right, Irma?
That's right.
Okay, if I call you Irma, Dina, I like calling you Dina too. But
you can call
yeah,
me Dina, anyone. I'm gonna answer.
Going to answer. Okay, anyone else have a question right now you'd like to ask Irma? Please do so. You're listening to gospel recording artist, fashion designer, interior decorator, several theatrical plays, entrepreneur, a woman of God, blessed, anointed, and appointed. You could ask her a question now. Anyone. I know I have a lot of listeners listening, so don't be shy. Even if you just want to say hi and you're not a talker, you say hi, hello, I support you. Anyone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is Pam, and I'm a good friend of Dina's, and I just wanted to let her know that I'm listening, and I'm always there for her, just as she's always there for me, and she's one of the best friends anyone could ever have.
Oh, thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. I'll talk to
thank
you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Anyone
okay.
else? Any
bye-bye.
Questions? I'd like to say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
This is Ella. And Dina and I are real good friends. We go to church together. And Dina is my seamstress.
Ooh,
oh,
wow. You got the top seamstress, don't you?
Yes, I do, because she made my daughter's wedding dress without my daughter being present. My daughter lives in Illinois, and she sent Dina a picture, and Dina made her wedding dress from the picture.
Oh, wow. Now, that's a real fashion designer. She's anointed.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes,
she's
it
anointed.
Is, and
I love her to do that.
Yes, and I love her. She know I do.
I love you, too.
Okay. Anyone else like to say hello to Dina right now? Share the love. Send your love. Say something. Hi. Anyone? We'll come back.
Hi, Irma. Hi, Irma. It's Susie. I just wanted to tell you that us meeting over the phone when I was trying to find out where there was a farmer's market, and we kept on getting disconnected, and I kept on calling, and I called like 12 times in a row, and I'm telling you, that was a divine appointment. God ordained that, and I am
thank
so happy
yes,
to
he
be
did.
Your friend.
Thank you.
I am
but
too,
Dina,
Susie.
I'm happy to be your friend, too. You know why?
I'm happy to be your friend.
Way.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm blessed. You know, God divinely connected us. Let me tell you something about Dina, because we got to keep it moving, because the time is just going so fast. When you meet Dina, you can't do nothing but love her. She's bubbly. She's full of energy. She's energetic. She welcomes you with open arms. Now, I'm not talking about just I love God. I love God shines in and through her. You can feel her love, and it generates through her music. So anyone listening to this show, I'm guaranteeing you, you get one of those CDs and listen to her music, you will truly be blessed. Add on to your blessings. Plant some seeds, because Dina donates her time to the veterans. Is that right, Dina? You volunteer?
Yes.
She do.
Rock for the veterans.
You need
yes.
a mask mate. Work for the veterans. She do masks. She makes masks. She designs clothing. And really, really quick, we're pushing things really quick now. Dina, I wanted to know, since the pandemic, how has this affected? Because I know you're a professional designer. You meet with people. You have to fit them and fit them up. How has that affected your clothing business? Briefly, just briefly.
It did. Usually that was my prom time between January and April, because usually the proms are in April and May. I couldn't do any prom dresses. I couldn't do any weddings. There was about 6 weddings that I wanted to do, and I couldn't do them because the pandemic, so they said that they would wait until next year. But there was a few just came with a regular dress and say, can you do the alterations on it? We'll just go on and do that, because they wasn't having any stores pretty much open, so they was ordering online. So it
okay.
dropped a lot, but you know what? God bless me with other things. I am
okay.
Designing a clothes now for a guy named Rick Hamlin. He's a pilot, an airplane pilot, and he said this is something he always wanted to do, so he has me to make all his samples that's going to be going on
Beautiful.
The internet to sell. So I've been working
Wonderful.
On that, and then plus I had two movies I done, and that was When Women Rule the World and Dr. Voodoo. So I those went through. I made all of this stuff before the pandemic came through. So, you know, God is still blessing me. Things are still coming through.
Yes, you're a blessed lady. And, Dean, I'd like to ask you, too, everybody who's listening, we're going to have to do a part two, because I know that we're really, really pushing for the time, a part two, because there's so much to talk about, and you're so blessed. That's how God is. He's good. When he blessed you, he blessed with many gifts, and you're operating in
Thank
those
you.
Gifts. Now, Dina, is it okay if I call you Dina Irma? What do you prefer?
You can call me Dina. I'm used to Dina.
Okay, I'm going to call you Queen Dina. How about that? The Queen of Gospel.
Whatever
That's
you
me.
Want to say,
okay.
I accept it.
Whatever I want to say. All right, so everyone listening, hold off. And if you have a question, when we come back, make your question or say hello. Make it like a minute. All right, so we're going to play another song and listen to Dina. Here we go.
In the wrong direction. When you were there, Jesus, I know you were there. No peace with me. I was lost in sin. Then nowhere to begin. I know.
Wow. Miss Irma Dina, that is just beautiful, anointed. Can you just talk about that briefly for a minute? Because I have another song of yours I want to play. I want to make sure they hear all of your songs. I hope you don't feel like I'm rushing you, but I want everyone to
hear. Oh, no, not at all.
This is a voice.
That song is about me, if nobody knows. I wrote that song about myself. Because, you know, when you're young, you don't know what you want to do, and, you know, you was brought up in church, and you was lost, and when I found Jesus, you know, it's just different. It was about me. When you're down your last dime, you know, God steps in on time. You don't know where things coming from. And, you know, there have been times where I said, oh, God, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? But he just stepped right in on time. Your bills are paid. This is, you know, done. Someone bless you with this. And, you know, God, you know, you just have to thank him. Because he was there. I could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but he was there. You know, there was accidents I was in. But he saved me. I didn't get anything
broken. He'll never leave or forsake you.
I came up out of there. So, like I said, you know, if nobody believes in God, I don't know what's wrong with him. Because I'm going to tell you, he's a way maker. I mean, every time I listen to that song, it's so true that I wrote. And I didn't even think I could write something like that. But when God put the words in, it's going to fall right in place.
Yes, it will.
And that's what happened
there.
Song is about me. It might be somebody else's testimony, too. But I know that there are certain people that have told me once they heard it, they said, it's me. This song is about me. You know, and I
that is beautiful.
Appreciate someone enjoying what I wrote.
Well, it's definitely anointed. It has healing in it. And can I play one other song real quick since I'm on a roll?
You sure can.
Song? We can listen to well, here we go. You're listening to Women in Motion on the E-Water Radio. And the guest is Irma Dina Bernardo, recording artist. Here we go.
Simpson and
Wow, I'm just blessed. That's the LBCC, right? Briefly tell us about that song right there.
Andre Timor wrote that song when I was with the Long Beach Children of Christ, and it is on CD Baby. You can go online and pull that one up and buy it. It's called A Reason to Celebrate by the Long Beach Children of Christ.
Okay, and how much are your CDs, Irma?
That CD probably is $10. I'm sure it's $10 if I'm not mistaken. The one that I have, the two singles and two snippets on that is $8. So,
okay. And what's your favorite?
You can get that one on CD Baby. You can go on online, or you should be able to pull it up on iTunes. The Reason to Celebrate. But mine's just not on iTunes yet. So you can just get them from me. I do have them here. I have copies here of my CD.
Wonderful. And what's your favorite songs out of those three that I played? Which one is your favorite?
You Were There. I love There's No Turning Back, but You Were There is just a song that really touches me. I don't know. It just put tears in my eye when I hear it.
You Were There is number two. That's number two. That's
number two. That's my favorite one.
Number two, You Were There. That's your favorite. And Irma, one more time, briefly, give out your email and the information you want the listeners to have so they can reach out to you.
Okay. For my two emails, it's edinav@msn.com, but I'm going to say the letters. E like an echo, D like in David, E like an echo, N like in Nancy, A like an Adam, V like in Victor, at M like in Mary, S like in Sam, N like in Nancy.com, C-O-M. The next one
is
Dina V. If I'm going too fast, please let me know.
No, go
Dina V. 621@gmail.com. So that's D like in David, E like in Echo, N like in Nancy, A like in Adam, V like in Victor, 621. That's 621@gmail.com. That's the two, and if you need to call me or text me, 562-756-6606 is the cell number. You can text or call.
Oh, beautiful. And is there anyone who would like to ask Dina a question? I'm giving you like 2 minutes. Anyone like to say hi? Anything. Please do so now.
Hello?
Anyone like to say anything? Hello? Hi.
Hello? Dina?
Hi, your name?
Yes.
This is Joe, your brother, and his wife calling from Chicago, Illinois. We're calling to encourage you and keep doing God's work through song. Let him continue to use you. Be encouraged. We love you. God bless you.
Do your
we
best.
Love you, too.
Hey,
thank
you
for being on.
So nice. Thank you for
hey,
joining
Dina,
us.
This is
and
Joe.
We,
do
I
your
love
best.
You, too.
Press.
I will. I love you, brother.
Do your best to impress. Is that what he said, Dina?
Do your best,
you have
and God will do the rest.
All right. Amen.
I love it. God is good. Look at the blessings just rolling on you. Anyone else like to say something? Anyone listening, please.
God bless you, Sister Dina. This is Minister Paul Parker.
Yes,
I just wanted to call
say something.
And yes, I just wanted to call and tell you that it's always a pleasure ministering with you in song Sunday after Sunday, and it's just been a joy hearing your good music on today by way of this broadcast.
Thank you, Paul. We sing every Sunday together, Peggy, at God's Trinity Baptist Church. Yes.
Oh,
he's
really?
Our piano player.
To the church. Oh, as a pastor, what a blessing. Now, blessed pastor, blessed ministry, a blessed woman of God, just blessings all around. And I just love embracing myself around all of these blessings. And definitely, pastor and all my listeners, Dina is not just singing. This is a ministry. She's ministering to you through song. So anyone else like to say anything? Thank you so much.
Hi, Dina. This is Gwen. God is
Hi,
good.
Gwen.
Hi, God is good. Keep on doing
all
your blessings.
All the time.
Girl. All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Wow, he is good. He is good. Anyone else like to say anything? We're really pushing it out of time. Anyone, please. This blessed, anointed woman of God. We're going to close out with your song too, Dina. Anyone?
I just wanted to say, hi, Dina. You don't know me, but my name is Nicole, and I was listening to the show. I really enjoyed listening to your music, and I'm really
Thank
looking
you.
Into purchasing a CD. You're welcome, and it seems like you're a beautiful person as well. So I look forward to listening to your music in the near future.
Thank you.
And where are you calling from, Nicole?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, well, Dina,
okay.
You can get your music to Texas and get it anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. What a beautiful. If you know anyone in Texas, anyone in Chicago, Dina, you would go anywhere and minister, right? Not any place,
yes.
But where God sends you.
Yes, I can.
Put some stipulations. You go and you're a minister of the word of God. So if you guys, you know, your church is having a musical or having an event or something or a play, Dina, you tell them.
Okay.
You would be there. Yes, yes. Your family's blessed. You're
yes.
blessed. And all your friends that came on and showed their love and shared their love. And, Dean, I just want to ask you, too, what is your message to your fans and the listeners right now on this show? Can you share that with me?
I just want to thank God for having good people in my life, people who's there when I'm down, people who I can talk to, and I appreciate all of the support from everyone who called in. And if it's anything I can do for you or anytime you need me to come and sing, you got my number, call me. I'm available.
You're available. Wow, that is so good. And we're going to play some more, another song. But anyone else have to say anything before we almost close out the show? Anyone? I know I have a lot of listeners.
Yes,
anyone? I hear someone wants to say something.
Yes, Irma, it's Susie again. Just wanted to tell you there's a lot of passion in your music, and it comes from God the Father and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, Dina, what would you like to say to our listeners right now while I have you live?
I would like to say to my listeners,
what would you like to say?
I thank all of you guys for taking out the time to listen to my music, my interview. It means a lot to me. And just don't stop from there. If you guys want any music from me or anything sewn, I'm available. I always say I'm open. Call me. You have all my information, text me, email me. Let me know. But I appreciate everyone. My heart goes out. I'm very, very happy to have listeners and you know, someone that's supporting me. So I appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone.
Beautiful. And Irma, do you have a new release that'll be coming out soon in like 2021 or 2023?
Yes, what I'm going to do, I'm working with Charles Fear and I'm working with Tommy Beard. And we're going to be doing some gospel. So Charles will be doing a lot of gospel and I'll be doing some stuff with Tommy Beard. So as soon as I get it done, I will make sure I'll let you know we have another opening on the radio to let everybody know, but I would put it out there.
All right, and also, Dina, be sure, we want to let the listeners know if they need something made for a wedding, right, or for a prom.
Yeah,
a
wedding, prom, anything,
event,
alterations, okay. You in the areas, call me up. I'm available. My sewing machines are ready.
I saw
just
the
call me.
And
I
love I
do emergency sewing, all of that. I've had people had emergency sewing.
Wow.
Oh, I can't get to the cleaners. The cleaners are closed. Call me. Let me know. Set it up, and I can have it done for you.
Wow, beautiful.
I appreciate
so I
everyone who participated.
Right. And you have the CD DAP. That's Up to Jesus, right? And you also have Edina Records, which was in Irma Dina Bernardo. There's No Turning Back, correct?
Yeah, that's the CD there.
And, you also have
and then
the
we have the Lonely Children of Christ.
a reason to celebrate, and you are definitely
a reason to celebrate. They can go online and get that. Yes.
Right, and I have so many other questions. I had some questions I did want to ask you, but I didn't want to miss out on the music, because when you have a voice anointed like that, definitely there's healing that goes forth. There are blessings that people are receiving through your songs and through the words of your songs. So I really thank you, really, once again, for joining us. I'd like my listeners to know, too, that life is not measured by the breaths that we take, but the moments that take our breath. And this is a breathtaking moment. We are celebrating a woman of God, a blessed woman, and we support one another. And that's what Women in Motion is all about. Well, we're going to close out with one of your songs, too, Dina. And if you can't reach Dina, you can always reach out to me, Peggy Avila. I'm your host on Women in Motion. You can reach me at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. And remember, today is a special day. Every day is a special day. You're blessed. We're blessed. Dina, we receive you with open arms. I'd like to have you come back. I'd like to have some of the same listeners. And would anyone like to say just goodbye to Dina or anything else really quick before I close out?
Bye, Irma. Love you.
Bye, Susie. Love you.
You got a lot of love. So we're going to play one of your songs, Dina, and we're going to close out with it. I thank you for joining us on Women in Motion. Is there anything else you'd like to say really quick? Well, here we go.
I'd just like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank you, especially Peggy, for having me on your show. And I'd like to give honor to God for me being alive to be on your show due to all the, you know, the COVID and everything. I'm still here. And I want to thank everyone who's listening, who took out their time. You mean so much to me. You're very special to me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy day. And you are a blessed woman of God. And here we go. And we're out. Women in Motion on the Eve Water Radio.
In the wrong direction. When you were there, Jesus, I know you were there.